There is no fear in love. Fear comes when we're not sure of God's love of us, you know, like an adopted child in a family may wonder, does the father really love me like he loves all the other children? And there's fear, will the father kick me out if I break a plate or something like that? And many of God's children, we are born of God. We're not adopted. We are born of the Holy Spirit. When the New Testament in some places uses the word adoption, it's not adoption as we understand it now, not at all. It's speaking about being accepted as a son instead of being a child. It's quite a different thing. But we are born. We were not adopted as somebody. We were not born to some other parent and adopted by God. We were born of God. That's being born again. And there's no fear. There's no fear that one day God will get fed up of us. Or no, there is no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear. That means if I'm perfectly convinced that my Heavenly Father loves me, there will be no fear in my heart. No fear of that God will punish me, as I said the other day. My only fear will be that I may hurt God, not that he may hurt me. Not the fear that he will hurt me, but the fear that I may hurt God and I don't want to hurt him. And there is no fear of anything else that's going to happen in the world. Perfect love casts out fear. Remember these two words, love and perfect love and fear. A heart full of love and fear. These are very important words in relation to the last days. Because fear involves punishment, it says in verse 18. That means fear, the wrong type of fear of God means I'm afraid he'll punish me for what I did wrong. Or that he stopped loving me or some foolish thing like that. And the one who lives in that fear, his heart is not full of love, not at all. He doubts the love of God. I want to tell you this, my dear brothers and sisters. If you have any type of fear in your heart, there's only one reason for it. You don't believe that God loves you perfectly. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him freely up for us. I didn't ask God to send Jesus to earth. That was his idea, not mine. No man invited God to send his son to this world. We need to understand that. And when I, Romans 8:32, he who spared not his own son, but freely gave him up, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? And so Romans 8:31 says, so what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Very important to have that faith in these last days. Where faith comes in, fear goes out. When fear comes in, faith goes out. So it's important because we read in Luke 21, we saw that earlier, I think. Luke 21, it says, in the last days, men will faint from fear. Luke 21, verse 26. Luke 21, verse 26. Speaking about the last days, men will faint from fear at thinking of all the things that are happening in the world. I mean, we begin to see that even now. A lot of people are living in fear right now. And we haven't begun to see some of the terrible things that will happen in the future before Christ comes again. I mean, what we are beginning to see is only the beginning of these problems and trials. I mean, if you can't stand today trusting God, you won't be able to stand 2-3 years from now when it'll be worse. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you honestly, I'm not a prophet. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. So, men's hearts are going to faint from fear. I mean, fear is it grips a person. Imagine a person fainting. Not because he's sick, but because he's afraid. Fainting from fear. When they think, what is happening in the world? The expectation of things that are coming upon the world. And it is then, verse 27, they'll see the Son of Man coming in cloud. So when these things, not after they've taken place, Luke 21, verse 28, when these things begin to take place, get rid of your fear, straighten up, and lift up your heads. A man who lifts up his head is a man who has got no place for fear. People who are afraid are always looking down or looking here and there to the left and right. People who are looking up are looking at their Heavenly Father. No fear there. Where are the other people looking? It says they are looking around at the things happening in the world. That's why they got fear. You look up, you look around, you sink. It's like Peter when he was walking on the water. I really believe that Peter walking on the waters of the lake is a picture of our life on this earth. It's very uncertain. We don't have solid ground underneath us. Everything is so uncertain. Every step as we come to the end of time will be uncertain. It'll be like walking on water. And the only way to walk on water is to look at Jesus. The moment you turn around and, like Peter, and look at the waves and the wind, you're going to sink. I'll tell you that. And if you look back in your past life, it's when you turned your eyes away from Jesus and looked at the wind and the waves and your circumstances and what people were saying and what you think people will do, that you begin to sink. You see, with all this coronavirus going all over the world, you know what people are doing in many parts of the United States? They are standing outside gun stores to buy guns. There's never been such a craze to buy guns at this time. Now, you can't treat sickness with a gun. Why are they buying it? They're afraid there'll be so much shortage of necessary items for living, for food, etc., that those who are poor or those who don't have any morals will break into your house. So people are buying guns to shoot those come into their house. It's a very real danger. When people are starving and they see their children starving, they'll do anything. When they'll see somebody living in a comfortable house there, they'll break into that house. And the average worldly person says, well, you need a gun then. What for? Well, if he breaks in, I'll just shoot him. Men's hearts fainting for fear. It's happening right now. People don't go and buy a gun out of love. It's out of fear. What will you do as a believer? Lots and lots of believers buying guns in the United States because it's so easy to get one in that country. Dear brothers and sisters, there's only one thing that will hold us in the last days. We look up and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, keep me in the shadow of your wings and let me live there. Perfect love casts out fear.